is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Apparently, Spider-Man is on the ceiling at Lundy's studio.
I got a new office. It's dark in here. I'm going to have to get, like, look at, like, the shine coming off of your dome. I'm going to have to get some lighting in here, or how else am I going to show off my hair?
I don't understand how anybody could show off hair, because I have none. I am a glossy and pasty white individual. So thank you for the barb that I just caught there, Lundy, unexpectedly, with the absent follicles that are not working currently on my dome. So much appreciated.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, look, man, I am here to entertain and to serve the public. And again, the shine coming off of your head, I mean, people see it. They see it on every episode of the pod. And I think sometimes you just got to embrace that and love that. And occasionally I need to point it out just in case anybody needs a reminder.
Yes, and I do look tougher. Trust me, I was a wimp when I had hair. All right, let's go ahead and dive in right now and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do every edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. So on this hashtag Tequila Tuesday, Lundy, what are you taking a shot on at plus 100 odds or greater?
Well, let's see if, anytime I bet on this guy, Brad, you've got to be concerned about one thing, and that's whether or not he's going to get ejected from the game. Let's talk about Draymond Green of your Golden State Warriors, folks. I'm going to take an alt line here. So his standard line on the over-under on the assists for tonight at home against the Philadelphia 76ers is 4.5. I'm going to bump it up and take the alt line of 6, and I'm going to take that at plus 131 at DraftKings. It actually went up this morning. It was at like plus 122 and it went up to plus 131. So, hey, I'll take an extra 9 cents. I'm perfectly happy with this. Why do I like this bet? Couple of reasons why. First of all, he leads the Golden State Warriors in assists per game. Okay. I don't think, sometimes people don't realize that. He is leading the team right now with 5.3 assists per game. But the reason I like this one, people are like, "Oh, Lundy, you're such an idiot. He had no assists against Philadelphia earlier this year." Yeah, that's because he injured his foot and he only played 9 minutes. So throw that one out. Go to the fact that he's hit this number in his last two games, and in both games last year against the 76ers, he actually averaged 7.5 assists per game in those two. So I love this at plus odds. Philadelphia gives up a lot of assists to their opponents. So you put all of that together with Draymond being at home. Again, Dre, just zip it. Just don't say anything, okay? Just stay out there on the court. That's what Steve Kerr keeps saying. You got to be look, the best ability is availability, Draymond. So please stay out there on the court. And I think he could hit this number. You might, I might sprinkle a smaller bet. If you want to take him to 7+, that gets you up into the plus 200 range.
Ooh, I like that. Just a little PSA announcement. Hey, Draymond, throw hands in that being of the assist variety and not of the fisticuffs kind.
Please do so. Hey, I like this. You're already looking ahead to Sunday.
I am. Let's get a Super Bowl prop on the board, shall we? And that matchup out in Santa Clara. And I'm feeling super duper about Rashid Shaheed. And what deed is he going to do? Well, I think he's going to catch at least one pass for 20 plus yards. Oh, Landy, look at the juice on that sucker. Really rolling the shoulders at a plus 164 there at DraftKings. It's an OCC. Yeah, you know me. A one catch cash. Maybe his only grab, honestly, the entire game. He has done this, Lundy, 7 times as a member of the Seattle Seahawks. You might say, well, that's not that many. But, folks, he's only caught 16 passes off the hand of one Sam Darnold. So that's a pretty good hit rate right there. The A dot much higher with the Hawks. The yards per route run also much higher with the Hawks. You look at the New England Patriots. They were in the bottom quarter of the league in the regular season and most 20-yard pass plays allowed on the year in its entirety, including the playoffs. They've given up 42 20-plus yard pass plays. So Shaheed, I think, on a deep ball streak is going to connect. That's what my gut is feeling. It's tingling, and it's saying bet on this, especially that sexy juice at a plus 164. So again, at the Super Bowl, riding the plus bus, Rashid Shaheed, 20-plus yard reception, plus 164 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Not too shabby there. All right, with those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Tequila Tuesday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco on the countdown. Let's go to a conference that Lundy is a diehard fan of. I think he's watched every single second of all the action in the Missouri Valley. One of the most underrated conference tournaments in all the land every single year. It's nicknamed Arch Madness in St. Louis. It's always a rowdy, it's always a raucous, and it's always a filled-to-the-brim crowd there in the Gateway City. And right now, the Titans of that league are the other Bruins, that being Belmont, and I'm going to lay the 9.5 against Love the Drake, Hate the Drake. Love the Drake, Hate the Drake. Tonight, I will love the Drake if they lay down and just take a little rest, Bulldogs. That's all you got to do. Your Bulldog mascot, that's what he does on the sidelines in every single game. He's got a foldable chair. He always wears the Drake sweater. Sometimes he drives around a little car, which is downright adorable. But tonight, I think he's going to leave the car in park. I think he's going to take just a long nap throughout the entire game, resting in that chair, because the Bruins, I think, are going to clock Drake on the road for the Bulldogs in this one, Belmont being at home there in Las Vegas. So here's the reason why I'm going to lay the 9.5. Lundy, Belmont is top 10 in college basketball over the last month. An effective field goal percentage offense. They're shooting over 60% from two and nearly 39% from three. Decent defensive team at 128 EFGD during that span as well. Their biggest issue is three-point percentage defense. Get out, you know, put the arms up, challenging shots along the perimeter. And Drake, they jack a ton of three-point opportunities. Not particularly good. And netting a lot of those, they are shooting 34.7%. That's respectable here for the last month. But you look at Drake and the rest of the profile, 210 EFG offense, 230 EFG defense. They're just kind of ho-hum. Belmont did beat them only by a deuce on the road at Drake's place earlier this season. But again, Belmont being at home and clearly in the driver's seat of the Missouri Valley Conference, I think they're going to win by 10+. So numero cinco here on the countdown. Give me Belmont. The other Bruins, minus 9.5 against Drake. And a minus 110 at BetMGM. And Lundy, fair to follow.
Best tournament name, Arch Madness. It's spectacular. It's also a common ailment amongst Texas Longhorn fans. Arch Madness. You know, they keep thinking that, you know, they're waiting for their savior to look more like his uncles, which happens frequently. But then down in Texas, Brad, what do? Shots of tequila. You know it. I know it. The entire city of Austin knows it. Lay the points with Belmont here. For all the reasons that Brad just said, I was just having too much fun thinking ahead to the conference tournaments already.
And I'm thinking ahead to Mas Tequila.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade Five Countdown. Let's go to, Boise, Idaho. The land of the potatoes, Lundy. And the representatives from Reno, Nevada are going to be in the house. And Boise's laying 5.5, and I think it's too many points for the Broncos in this one. Ow-woo! Give me the Wolfpack. Plus that 5.5 at a minus 110. They're at BetMGM. See Alford's bunch. Probably not going to make the tournament unless they make a really deep run in the Mountain West Conference tournament and maybe win that whole shebang at the automatic berth. More than likely going to be NIT bound. But Corey Camper Jr. is a guy that can absolutely light it up from outside. And one of the biggest strengths of this Nevada team is netting threes. In fact, Lundy, over the last 30 days. As a collective, the Wolfpack are shooting 42.1% from way downtown. Decent defensively, 134 effective field goal percentage, D. And you look at Boise, they're number 339 in EFGD over their last eight games. They're giving up 54.3% from two. And guess what? 40.7% for three. They're number 348 in three-point percentage, D, over that eight-game span. You look earlier this season, Nevada won by 15 against his club. That one was in Reno. And it could be a similar story on the road. And they're catching points? This doesn't add up. This doesn't make any kind of sense if you follow the hot and heavy action in the Mountain West like I do. So give me the Wolfpack, baby. Plus 5.5 against Boise, which refuses to defend the arc. Minus 110 there at BetMGM. And Lundy, you dial in Reno 911. Fade or follow?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over. I saw this line this morning. It didn't make any sense to me because I knew that Nevada had taken care of business before. So catching points, yes, absolutely. Love this one. If for some reason you think the odds makers are sniffing something that you're not, you could always alt line it, pair it up with something else if you want to. But this doesn't make any sense to me. I got to follow because Nevada should be able to cover this.
Yeah, it's a bit of a head scratcher, which means Boise probably by roughly 35.
Number three.
Numero tres here, the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's give them some more college basketball action, and let's roll into the SEC and a team that could slobber knock the visitor, and I think they're going to win in a convincing fashion, that being VOLS. My former colleague, Danny Kleppinger, did some work for Tennessee. She always screamed VOLS in my ear on my old show Live Online. I can hear her right now. Saying that in Southern California, and I'm all the way here in the ILL. So, DK, I hear you. I'm going to lay it with Tennessee minus 11.5 against Ole Miss and those Rebels. A minus 110 on the juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Chris Beard, that team's been riding the struggle bus really all season long, Lundy. You look over the last 30 days, Ole Miss is number 313 in all of college basketball at EFG offense. They're only shooting 46.6% from two and 33.5% from three. Better defensively, but rather subpar at a 138 in EFGD, and a team that could get destroyed on the glass. Stark advantage in that category for Tennessee, which is the best second chance opportunity squad in all of the land. They're number one in offensive rebounding percentage. They're grabbing that second chance at over 40% of their team possessions. That's absolutely absurd. That is asinine. It's insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. Pretty good defensive team as well. I think this game is going to live in the half courts. Ole Miss, 262 to adjusted tempo their last eight games. Over their last eight games, Tennessee number 294 in adjusted tempo. So a little rock'em, sock'em robots. But I think it's a secondary and third opportunities for Tennessee, which is going to push this game over the heavy line there of 11.5. So numero tres here with the Fade 5 Countdown. VOLS. That's right, DK. Tennessee minus 11.5 against Ole Miss minus 110. At DK, the sports book, not Danny Kleppinger's sports book. She's not that rich. Lundy, fade or follow?
Oh, it would be pretty cool, though, if Danny did. I mean, like your own book.
Totally agree.
I mean, I know the government frowns on that. There's been movies about it. Go look it up. This is a lot of points, Brad. I mean, I know Tennessee's good, but this is a lot of points. Can we all?
Well, Miss can't shoot, brother.
Yeah, but then make it a higher number. That is a big number, man. I think I'd like it better alted, but okay. I'll follow. Fine. You say Ole Miss can't shoot. You watch. Tennessee's going to win this by like six, and I'm going to wish that I had faded.
Yeah, and Ole Miss will shoot like 75% having out of body experience. So please, fade the noise. Lundy is probably spot on there. Hey, guess what? There are additional opportunities to fade yours truly, or maybe follow that sex.
Number two.
I'm just going to warn everybody that I can't hear Brad right now. He's just gone silent on me.
I have. Apparently because I touched my mic in the wrong place. I have no idea how long I've been silent, Lundy. Hopefully only temporarily.
The entire time you talked about the gaming juice.
I was silent?
You were silent. I thought it was on my end. I'm like unplugging stuff. I told you I'm in a new office. I thought I screwed something up. No, Brad just went silent.
Well, I had a long, awesome impromptu commercial on thegamingjuice.com. Just go there, folks. Click Converse and Cash. Maybe. There you go.
Okay, got it. I'll just, you know, on the audio pod, we'll fix that.
I had no idea.
I was going to say something, and I'm like, no, man, it's got to be on my end. I'm in a new office. I probably screwed something up. No, everybody out there in the world's like, Brad can't hear you. All right, let's talk about Smoo and some NC State, brother.
Oh, silencing the noise. If only my wife had that luxury. All right, numero dos here. All the Fave 5 countdown. Let's go with an ACC matchup, but it's a little odd saying that with SMU in that conference. But they're at home in Fort Fun taking on NC State. So I'm going to roll the Mustangs on their home floor at a plus 120 straight up. Taking this bad boy in the money line at DraftKings Sportsbook. So, yeah, indeed getting seduced by the Jews. I love this. A little home points that I'm catching and plus money as well on the money line. You look at SMU over the last 30 days. Number 36 overall at Torvik. NC State 10 spots higher at number 26. But if you peel back the layers of the onion, SMU has been a top 50 overall in the nation offense. They're number 46 to be exact in EMT offense. They're shooting 39.6% from three, 53.4% from two. Boopy Miller has been an absolute baller. A guy can make shots in mid-range, drive of the cup, making long-range ones. Game winners from half court, which he hit one earlier this season. Defensively for SMU, that's an eyesore for them. They're number 264 at EFGD here in the last 30 days. But they're a pretty good second-chance team, generating a lot of offensive rebounds. You look at NC State under Will Wade. Again, a team that can play an up-and-down tempo. SMU likes to play up-and-down as well. NC State's strength is on offense at 37 AFG offense in their last eight games. Only 215, though, Lundy, in EFG defense. They're going up 50.6% from two. Okay, that's not too shabby, but they're allowing 36.2% from three. So the long-distance gunners of SMU could have a lot of success in this game as long as the Mustangs, and this is key against NC State, with all the pressure and the traps that they institute in their scheme, if they don't cough up the rock, if they put a shackle on the orange and protect the basketball and limit a lot of the turnovers, they're going to win this sucker. And they even win by 7, 8, 9, 10 points. So I'm going to clack at a clack and roll the dice. That's going to be the case. And again, I think SMU has the advantage on the arc as well. So give me the Mustangs and giddy up on the money line with SMU at home. Taking on the other Wolfpack. We talked about Nevada earlier. Now NC State. If SMU wins that sucker, it's plus 120 on the cash at DraftKings. Numero dos in the countdown. Lundy. Hopefully I'm not mute. Fade or follow.
No, this time I can hear you. I'm going to take the team that's 12-1 at home. How about that? Let me just lean into the home crowd. Let's see if the students get a little crazy here on a Tuesday night. Can be a tequila Tuesday for them. Again, we keep talking about Texas and the tequila. It's such wonderful alliteration.
Bartender, pour us multiple shots. Hell, just leave the bottle, por favor.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get another West Coast wager on the board, shall we? And let's go to SoCal, shall we? The land of Danny Clubinger, apparently. And let's go to her backyard and the USC Trojans at home taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. I think the Trojans, the must bust and company, are going to win straight up at a minus 105. Not quite plus money, but still investable there at that lighter juice at BetMGM. Indiana had a just breathtaking victory, not one overtime, but in double overtime, I guess, across town rivals of USC, UCLA, the last time out. So this is second game on their West Coast swing. I don't think they're going to go undefeated on this little two-game slate. So I think they're going to split it right down the middle. Give me SC, a team right now that is very bubble-licious. Indiana really was a couple of weeks ago, but they have much a firmer overall resume here of late with the quarter ones they've acquired against Purdue and against UCLA. So I got a projector right now. It's a number 10 seed, the latest edition of the bracket. Big Board SC is a number 11 seed and could get really precarious for the Trojans if they don't plunge that short sword into the Hoosiers in this one. So let me give it the background on the statistical scout here. SC is only 284 in EFT offense over the last 30 days. Pretty good offensive team, though, Lundy. At number 60, a good second-chance team. They're excellent on the offensive glass, really crash that glass. And again, defensively, they're pretty good. The biggest weakness for SC is their three-point offense. In their last eight games, they're only shooting 25.2% from downtown. So they got to come alive from along the arc. You look at Indiana, 74 in EFG offense, 145 in EFG defense in their last 30 days. However, they often get crushed on the glass. So again, those second-chance opportunities for SC could give them the bump needed to get the victory. This one's going to be nip and tuck, folks. I think it's going to come down the waning moments, the final minutes. Knowing Indiana, will probably go to another overtime. So slam a Gatorade, stretch out, guys. It really could be another long night in the City of Angels. But hey, man, you got the Kurt Cignetti bump. And since he showed up in the Assembly Hall, you're undefeated. So they're flying high right now, but I think they're going to get cut down to size tonight. Numero uno on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Give me USC. Fight on, Trojans, on the money line against Indiana. -105 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
Somebody get Cignetti a beer. I'm going to fade you on this one, my friend. I think Indiana is going to continue their little West Coast run here on your West Coast Wagers edition of the pod. This is just a gut feel. I think IU gets it done. I think they continue to ride that Cignetti wave. Somebody get him a nice Sierra Nevada.
Ooh, yeah, those are delicious. An IPA, por favor. All right, it's bonus time, bonus time. Lundy, serve up our audience maybe a shot of tequila, maybe one of those Sierra Nevadas, maybe some additional winning bets, whether you're dropping the puck and making some bucks in the NHL, maybe got something else in the NBA, college basketball, looking ahead to Super Bowl 60. All we ask, my man, is for you to give us more bets, so give them to us. Give them to us!
Well, I know I already threw everybody for a loop when I started off the show with an NBA bet of all things, but I couldn't resist with Draymond there. Let me give you another NBA bet. I don't even know what the point total is, but whatever it is for Michael Porter Jr., take the under. I know that he comes off that game here in Denver where he spotted 38 points on the board, even though Denver wound up winning. Going back to the history that MPJ had when he was here with the Nuggets, he has a tendency to flop after he has a big game like that. And so my guess is that his number is probably around his season average, which is a 25. I think he's probably going to come in around 21 or 22. It's just a gut feel following what MPJ used to do when he would go off here with the Nuggets. So I think he probably does the same thing for the Nets tonight. They are in Brooklyn, and they will be taking on the LA Lakers in that one. So again, whatever the number is, and my guess is it's right around 25, I would play the under. If it's already come down like to maybe 22 or 23, stay away from it. But I think he's going to finish in the low 20s again, coming off that game he had here against the Nuggets. Yeah, I don't think he winds up stroking it the same way that he did at Ball Arena. All right, now let's go to the ice, shall we? Going to put together a little SGP. Did this one at the King of Sportsbooks over at BetMGM. Toronto is in Edmonton tonight. Toronto's on the second half of a back-to-back. They beat Calgary last night 4-2 in that game. William Nylander had a goal and two assists. He leads Toronto in assists. Now you go into Edmonton in a game that is going to be high scoring. So that's going to be part of our SGP. But if I go back to the first time these two teams played this season, Nylander, again, leads Toronto in assists. Krispy Kremes, the first time that he played Edmonton. Mm-hmm. don't see that happening again. So here's what we're going to do. The total right now at BetMGM is actually a flat 7. You don't see it hit 7 very often, folks. Even 6.5 is sometimes hard to find, but it's sitting at a 7. So here's what we're going to do. In the SGP, bring the total down to 5.5 and play the over in that contest. And then we're specifically going to go to Nylander and do what? Yes, we're going to take him for an assist. Put those two things together, Nylander for an assist, the game total between Toronto and Edmonton to go over 5.5. That is a plus 138 over at BetMGM. So nice, easy way to be able to play that one. Again, I'm expecting a lot of scoring. Wouldn't surprise me at all if this game doesn't finish like 4-3, 5-3, something like that between these two. I think we're going to see plenty of scoring. And if that's going to be the case, Nylander is going to be involved. So that apple should be relatively easy to pick up. Beyond that, I kind of like, you know, you were going with some upset picks there, Brad. You did it. You know, you took some plus odds on a couple of teams. I'll do the same thing. Give me Ottawa to upset Carolina tonight in Raleigh. I know Carolina beat them earlier. I think it was actually only a couple of weeks ago that they beat them, but Ottawa outshot them in that one. And so a little bit of puck luck could come back their way in Raleigh. So give me Ottawa straight up. If you don't like them, take them +1.5 on the puck line, pair it up with something else. You should be able to find some value in that one. Tampa should roll Buffalo this evening. I would lay the puck line if you want to, but if you're looking for a leg in a parlay, at least take the Lightning on the money line. Buffalo won at Florida yesterday, 5-3. So that's nice for them, but you got to do the Florida two-step here, and you got to do the back-to-back and go to Tampa. And Tampa right now, with what Kucherov's been doing, that comeback that they had against Boston in the stadium series, if you weren't paying attention, they were down 5-1 and came back and won out in the stadium series. So Tampa right now is riding a high. Nikita Kucherov looks like he is like 25 years old again. He is absolutely smoking fools. So take Tampa. I would take him on the puck line, but at least take him on the money line, make him a part of another leg of a parlay if you want to. And keep an eye on Jokic's player props, folks. Remember when he was supposed to be on a minutes count in his first back? Remember that? Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
And then he did what no player in the history of the NBA has ever done, which is scored 30 points, 10 boards, and 5 assists in 25 minutes of play. Yeah, dude's just fine. So keep an eye on those props and continue to take advantage of it. They are on an East Coast road trip right now. They are in Detroit to take on the Pistons this evening. I'll probably put a couple of bets in there on the Nuggets as well. I took them on the money line the other night against the Clippers. I could not believe that they were 4.5-point dogs at home in Jokic's return. So that was an easy money line play at plus odds. But yeah, like I said, keep an eye on it, because I don't know whether the bookmakers are going to catch up to the fact that, oh yeah, he's coming up back from a knee injury. He's fine. He's ready to rock, folks. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, Jokic's just an absolute freak and a beast. The king of efficiency, to say the least, is a joker. All right, the team away most parlay play. I'm not going to give any insight. I'm just going to read this off. A simple little four-legger in college basketball. A lot of alt lines, a couple of games I took other bets on, but I've also aligned them as well. Lightning Moreno, give me the Trojans. +10.5 on that alt line. Give me UCLA -4.5. They're taking on Rutgers. Rutgers stinks. That game being played inside Pauley Pavilion in SoCal. Lightning Moreno, Nevada. Again, I like them with the standard line +5.5, but let's jack it up, build a little cushion to avoid any push in there, Lundy, to +10.5. And then give me San Diego State at home in Viejas taking on the Wyoming Cowboys. We'll take it down from 11.5 to 2.5. So to recap, four-legger, USC +10.5, UCLA -4.5, Nevada +10.5, San Diego State -2.5, +141. Yeah, baby. Built there at Caesars Sportsbook. Elsewhere, and bonus time. A friendly reminder, folks, Lundy and I are going to be back on Thursday this week with an all Super Bowl props edition of the Fade 5 podcast.
Blue Gatorade. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. By the way, that's +300 for the Blue Gatorade. If you think that's going to be drenching one of the coaches. Oh, what's the color match there? Well, it goes with both teams. so right. It could maybe hit it both ways.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that's. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm not trying to say that I have not spent weeks investigating this or anything. I'm a degen, folks. Pick a color.
Orange is hit consistently here of late. That's why it's the front runner at plus 250. Just throwing it out there. Anyway, I only have one additional play here. And bonus time, Grand Canyon. I know the spread's at 24.5, and you're like, oh my God, that is ultra high. Who are they playing? The Sisters of the Motherless Poor? No, they're playing Air Force. They're worse are the Falcons than the Sisters of the Motherless Poor. A lot of controversy around that program, the coach. As a result, they are the worst team in the Mountain West. They are one of the worst teams. If there are like a Power 5 conference description to apply with the Mountain West involved, Air Force may be indeed the dregs of the keg there. So this game being played in Glendale, one of the best home environments in college basketball at GCU, they're going to win by 30+. So I will happily lay the 24.5 with the Antelopes. The fighting Jerry Colangelo's there at home, taking on Aim Low Air Force. You guys absolutely stink. All right, I'm out of breath, and we're out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Who's a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and review at your leisure, at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Check out all our content there. Go! To our friends as well at Betalytics, and use that promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off all of their awesome projections. Until next time, for the outstanding and lovely and ever so handsome Nathaniel Lundy with hair on his head, which I don't have, I'm Brad Evans. As always, fade or follow, that is up to you. Somebody give me a razor.